Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project Movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Courageous Fatherhood, Episode 2. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to start with a reflection which I developed a number of years ago, entitled Fatherhood Moment. Scenario. The father of a number of children arrives home from work stressed and exhausted. After greeting his wife, first one child, then the next child, in rapid, overpowering succession, approach him with a joyful greeting and their need for attention, their father's irreplaceable attention. One after the other, they have something to tell him about their day, perhaps an experience they had at school. For each, it is something of great interest. They have a deep need and desire to share with their father. A grand occasion has been presented by God our Father's good providence. This dad has been given an opportunity to emulate his heavenly Father in virtues such as magnanimity, patience, selfless listening, and in self-giving. Our Father in heaven is a giver by his very nature. He is a pourer, while we can naturally tend to be drippers, or shall we say, drips. A pourer is one who gives everything, all that he is and all that he has, to God and to others, swiftly, without holding back. First case in point, dad is basically a good man with good intentions, but he takes no time to pray or to plan how he will live those first moments when he arrives at home, those first very important special moments. When his children approach him, he cuts them off. "Not now, I'm busy." The wind leaves their sails. Perhaps the children do not let on that they are disappointed, but the damage is done. The wound has been struck, and it bleeds. His children had something important to share with their one and only and irreplaceable daddy because of their singular love and respect for him. Yet, the opportunity is missed. Though there will be others, this God-given opportunity is lost. This providential occasion will never exactly repeat itself. What just happened is locked in time. In this case, Dad made the grim error of thinking and acting as if there was something more important than providing his full attention to each child for a few moments. Now, second case in point. Dad is well aware of his weakness and tendencies, so he has prepared. He took 5 minutes to pray just before arriving home, shoring himself up with desperately needed graces. He also took time to visualize these most important first 10 minutes with his family when he arrives home. He has a plan of what he will do and how he will act. He knows his weaknesses, but he's made a resolution to serve and to pour himself out, rather than to act like the self-centered dripper he knows he can be so easily, instead of expecting to be served. Dad is barraged with multiple children, perhaps one at a time, perhaps more than one at a time, starving for and demanding his attention. It is a little overwhelming as he struggles with his selfishness, stress, and tiredness, but he says a quick prayer for divine assistance, which is always available, and valiantly, manfully holds fast to his resolution and plan. One of his daughters in particular has a story to tell from school that seems to go on and on. The story confuses him. It tests his stamina. Yet, through an act of the will, with divine assistance, he gives his complete, cheerful attention, without interruption, with eyes and ears riveted on this child and on each child in turn, until they have had their full opportunity to express themselves. Then, one of his daughters, the one that told the longest story, the one who really tested his resolve, gives him a hug and says, "Daddy, you're the best daddy in the world." Though he knows that this is not true, he thanks his Father of Mercies for giving him the grace to at least live these first few moments well. After all, isn't this the stuff of life? Seemingly little moments, but in actuality, big opportunities to live love or to choose not to do so. It comes down to a question of being a pourer or being a drip. With prayer and a little planning, effort, courage, and tenacity, we can be the pourers, the other Jesuses our Father wants us to be. Yahweh, you are our Father. We the clay, you the potter, we are all the work of your hand. Isaiah 64:7-8. Father, what a profound word. What a profound title. Our Father. This is how Jesus taught us to address our infinite God. We are called and offered the graces to emulate our Father in heaven. The divine fatherhood is the source of human fatherhood, Catechism of the Catholic Church, 22:14. Flash ahead 40 years. How quickly they have passed. This father's body lies in his casket at the funeral home, surrounded by his family. All his children are there. His time is up. His life has been poured out. His children pour out their love and praises of their father to each person coming to pay their respects. they all go on repeating to everyone who will listen that their father was the best father anyone could ever hope for. He always made time to be present and to listen to his children at any cost to himself. And this father hears the words from his heavenly father, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Matthew 25:23. Some additional random reflections. The father of a family is indispensable. He leads and serves. He is the head of the family, but in the sense that he is the head to the degree that he serves and sacrifices. The father is the living, active image of Jesus on the cross to his wife and children. Husbands should love their wives just as Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself for her to make her holy. Ephesians 5:25-26. The church proclaims the profound truth that marriage is indissoluble. Marriage is indissoluble, indissoluble. Like Jesus, whose bride is the church, we are called to stay with our spouse until death. This commitment becomes attainable with the graces that are always available from the sacrament of marriage. Men, a vital and indispensable gift we can give to our children is, are you ready? A secure, enduring, happy marriage between father and mother. Children find a colossal sense of security in this gift, and thanks to this gift, they will flourish more in virtually every aspect of their lives. This calls for commitment, effort, and sacrificial agape love on the part of the parents. Agape love, a love of total self-giving, a sacrificial laying down of one's life, and complete pouring out of one's own blood kind of love. Men, with God's help, we can do it. If God asks something of us, he always gives us the help we need to complete our mission. Men, we need more finishers in the world. Jesus did not desert his mission when the going got tough. He expected it to be tough. He embraced it. He embraced his cross. No, I'm not saying your spouse is a cross, but your spouse sometimes can be a cross. And believe me, you're a cross at times to your spouse. Marriage and family life can be challenging in many ways. But what would we think of a soldier who enjoyed the benefits of being in the military during peacetime, but who deserted in battle? The love of the spouses requires of its very nature the unity and indissolubility of the spouse's community of persons, which embraces their entire life. So they are no longer two but one flesh. They are called to grow continually in their communion through day-to-day fidelity to their marriage promise of total mutual self-giving. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1644. I think that when we encounter serious adversity in our lives, God gives us a greater appreciation for our spouse and children. We experience how when one suffers, so does the other, out of a deep empathy, deeper than any human bond, because we have truly become one. Yes, you and your beloved spouse are one. You are bonded. And a special word for men, since I'm one of you. Our wives and children need us. Faults and all, we are irreplaceable. Let us be the noble knights. God wants us to be and stick with our wives, as well as our beloved children, no matter what. I mean, no matter what. That means no exceptions. Never leave your family. You are needed. You are irreplaceable. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion of courageous fatherhood in this episode 2. God made us men inherently warriors of a sort. Just watch young boys playing how they will quite naturally turn sticks into pretend guns or swords. We should channel the fight that is in us, men, to love, sacrifice for, and protect our wives. Through thick and thin, it is God to whom we made a vow when we became united in marriage with our wives. So then, what God has united, man must not divide. Matthew 10:9-10. Children need their fathers on numerous levels. For one, he has the God-appointed mission of being the spiritual and moral leader of his family. Psalm 128:1-4. Happy are all who fear the Lord, who walk in the ways of God. What your hands provide, you will enjoy. You will be happy and prosper. Like a fruitful vine, your wife within your home. Like olive plants, your children around your table, just so will they be blessed who fear the Lord. There are many sacrifices a good father offers for his family, such as working hard to provide for them, giving of his time to be with them, doing yard work, you name it. There is something more that must be done, however. He can offer all of his sacrifices, all of his worries and troubles and adversities, even the disasters and tragedies that we find in life sometimes, combined with his prayer to be made one with the sacrifice, suffering, and death of our blessed Lord Jesus, especially in the Holy Mass, for the spiritual and corporal good of his family. This is a noble and highly effective thing, a co-redeeming sacrificial love, a literal transference of divine love. Wives are called to be the heart of their families and to never give up. Wives, never give up. When a heart stops beating, the body dies. When the wife, mom, chooses not to be present, loving, and serving the family, the body of the family becomes decimated. Here's another brief story. One morning, while I was praying in my bedroom, my daughter Bridie, age 6, came in as she often does and lay on her back on the carpeted floor. It was a precious gem of a moment. She said, "I love laying on your floor, Daddy," as she made herself extremely comfortable. It was to me as if she had said, "I love the security and love I feel being in your presence, Daddy." Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of our families and friends and these particular gifts of grace you shower upon us. Oh, how they lift us up to you. There is a grand gift we can give to our children. This grand gift is quite simple yet challenging. At the same time, it is tremendously efficacious. This great gift fathers can give to their children year-round is that of, to the best of their ability and at the cost of sacrificing many things, being present to and loving their children. No amount of money, gifts, sports, or activities will ever be able to substitute for our loving presence with our children. We are called to be present to our children and to give them our full attention. Let's put down the inferior things, the various electronic screens in our lives, and give fully and sacrificially to our children. A good father is not perfect. God doesn't have any perfect fathers to go to. But a good father shows up and gives his best with confidence that his loving Father in heaven will make up whatever is needed. He is a man of prayer and the sacraments. He not only prays, but he prays with his wife and his children. He lives a Eucharistic life. He does not rely on his own strength, but rather the strength and grace of God that is always available to him. He knows where his strength comes from. I have the strength for everything through him who empowers me. Philippians 4:13. A father is a life giver. He's a life giver. He is open to new life in his marriage. He rejects all forms of sterilization and artificial contraception because he gives of himself totally, holding nothing back from God, from his wife and his family, including his precious God-given power of fertility, of being a co-creator of life with his Heavenly Father. And if he has failed in this regard, he repents and turns to the Lord Jesus for his always available mercy and forgiveness, and he gets back up, gets in the fight, and goes forward doing what is in his power to be open to life. And a good father blesses his children often. May I share another brief story? I was once tucking my daughter Shayla, age 8, into bed. She was wrapped up like a cocoon in her blanket, as comfortable as could be. I sat on her bed and bent over her to bless her with holy water and to hug her. I was somehow moved at that moment to whisper in her ear, "You're safe. You're safe." She responded with such a peaceful, heavenly, comfortable look, and she said, "I am safe with you, Daddy." Is this not how our loving Father in heaven acts with us? Well, I want to tell you with complete assurance, God, your Father, is embracing you at this very moment. He is longing for you to hear his words for you and only you, as if you are the only person he ever created. He is whispering to you individually. You are safe. You're safe. And our response should be, "Yes, dear Daddy in heaven, I am always safe with you," as we experience his profound peace. And as long as we don't push God our Father away, he will see to every good in our life and see us safely into heaven, where we will behold his face and experience his divine embrace for all eternity. And following this experience, I providentially came across a validating scripture passage in prayer in these very words. "The one who looked like a man touched me again and strengthened me, saying, 'Fear not, beloved, you are safe. Take courage and be strong.' When he spoke to me, I grew strong and said, 'Speak, my Lord, for you have strengthened me.'" Daniel 10:19-20. We'll be right back to discuss more about courageous fatherhood. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
you'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we wrap up our discussion about courageous fatherhood. Just think what magnificent power our tender Father in heaven has gifted fathers with to bless their children. Just think what healing and heavenly power emanates from the love, blessing, and touch of a parent. May we bless our children often, telling them, perhaps in these beautiful words of Scripture, "Fear not, beloved, you are safe. Take courage and be strong." Again, Daniel chapter 10. And yes, your daddy in heaven is blessing you right now. Only be still for a moment, and you will recognize the love being poured out upon you at this very moment. Then we can say, "I am safe." Yes, we could say, "I am safe with you, Daddy." I'd like to conclude our reflection on courageous fatherhood with a hymn from the Liturgy of the Hours. "Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God, the kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong. Rise up, O men of God, the church for you does wait. Sent forth to serve the needs of men, in Christ our strength is great. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As brothers of the Son of Man, rise up, O men of God." I invite you, men, fathers, all of you listeners, let's place all our needs, our lives, and our families with perfect confidence into the most blessed Virgin Mary's pure and trustworthy hands. May she keep us, our spouses, our children, all our loved ones under her mantle. We're safe where we have no worries, where everything will be okay. Because she is our mother. She is our mother. And that's what mothers do. They make everything okay. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I'm sure you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. I am not so certain about myself. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or you can call us at 708-334-1988. Email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.